Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. I have a WhatsApp message I want to read from a lady. She's saying, Peter, I like what you're saying. The back page headline, Today's Nation, domestic violence up 83%. Compassion of leaders is so needed and so lacking right now. Leaders need to be able to address complex problems, even if the ordinary person can't wrap their minds around it. The headline was not lost on me, that domestic violence is up 83%. During the first lockdown, I participated in a conversation that was sponsored by the Caribbean Law Institute. And we were talking about the issue of domestic violence. I've heard my sister, Marsha Hinesman, speak to the issue. We believe that domestic violence is up because we understand that domestic violence is directly related to social stress. When you have a person who is not in the habit of living so intensively with their partner, a person who normally can take the edge off by going to visit another partner, and that person is confined to a living environment with one single partner when that's not their normal custom, when that person has complications in including financial stress that's created by their inability to provide for themselves, and you're forcing them into that situation, of course domestic violence will increase. And this is one of the unintended consequences of a lockdown. And it is for that reason that I would continue to argue, that the issue is not entirely medical, because that's not anything a doctor can write a prescription for, because whether we like it or not, the reality is that several people live in environments like that. So yeah, we need leaders that can address these complex problems. And I get a sense that Prime Minister Motley has an idea of what she believes is the tolerable amount of lockdown for us to take. And I certainly think that we've reached our carrying capacity. When you look across the region, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, it's a similar conversation that they're having. In the United Kingdom, Prime Minister of England also took similar positions. The President of France, Macron, he took similar positions as well. So that's really what it's all about. I have another one here from someone, Peter. There are three types of contacts: primary, secondary, tertiary. So it maybe depends on which one the lady fits into. However, this lady should be told exactly what to do after testing, who is policing who anyway. And the reality is that you cannot police everyone who is tested on any daily basis. It's just simply not possible. Of course, there are lots of people who are telling me on the chat that I am not paying due attention to the rule breakers, that people are breaking the rules and they're not destitute and unfortunate. People have frank disregard for the rules and they don't think the rules apply to them. It's simple. And the best way to deal with them is to lock them up. That's for you. Down to Brass Tacks, good morning.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
How are you, Mr. Wickham? You in France or you in Barbados? Are you in France or you in Barbados?
Sir, I am still in France. When I return to Barbados, I will let you know.
I keep telling you, ma, that you are coming back to France. You like France a lot, man. Something got you down there.
Tell the Prime Minister to reopen the borders to ease the quarantine, and I will be happy to go home.
Mr. Vickham, come, I would like to do that tomorrow morning. All right. Mr. Vickham, let me boil two little ones here. Yeah. I want to, I mean, you're an attorney, right? But I want to ask you this question. Which is more detrimental, to have a visitor or visitors here quarantine in a hotel? They know the rules of the quarantine. They know that with their stupid behavior, they could take the lives of many, many other people. And they walk out of quarantine. They walk out of quarantine, and the guy now who break a curfew, well, I mean, I'm saying he's right, who break a curfew, being sent to prison, which is more detrimental?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I'm basically getting at is, I think the I agree with your thought, Liberty. The prison sentence. The prison sentence for these guys, for a guy that may be a few minutes later than he should be, or hour or two later than he should be, you know, sending this guy to prison, I think it's unprecedented. It is. Mm-hmm. Because that guy, although he break the curfew, he may be the best boy, he might be the best boy out there. Mm-hmm. He might be the best boy in his district. He may be the best boy in school. He, mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't mean he's a criminal, but you now taking him and make him a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy now or the lady that is ordered to quarantine in a hotel and stay put because he or she who wear that quarantine could become a mass murderer. You give them a slap on the wrist.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a slap on the wrist.
Man, slap on the wrist, Mr. Wickham. $6,000 is a slap on the wrist, Mr. Wickham.
$6,000 is a slap on the wrist. Sir, if somebody find me $6,000, it would mean a slap on the wrist.
The fella that went to buy the juicy
made it clear that if you find him anything more than $600, it essentially is a prison sentence because he had no money.
He could say anything.
So the fact is that it isn't necessarily a slap on the wrist. But sir, I take the point that you're making. I'm in full agreement. I have an email here, a WhatsApp here from an attorney who is consistent with your views. And he says, Peter, I'm an attorney and I'm deeply annoyed that the father and son were remanded to Dodds. Person charged with rape are granted bail in the magistrate's court every day. And furthermore, someone charged with murder can be walking among us enjoying their freedom. Some of us are of the view that magistrates need to read the law and exercise the discretion with reasonableness. And certainly, I have, in comment on that matter, said the issue is not a knowledge of the law. I think the issue is one of human compassion and understanding that there is a time for human compassion. And that's really what it comes down to. The other thing too, sir, Mayule, you having a party in the background there. What's going on?
Oh, I got no party, man. You go ahead. Listen to you.
Okay. Right. So the other, somebody just reminded me that it wasn't a Juicy, it was a Fanta. But Juicy don't make no more, right? The Juicy stop making?
My dad stopped making, yeah.
Right. So it's Fanta. Can you tell us somebody about the Bim factory the other day? I realized the Bim factory closed down. So anyhow, yeah, so it's Fanta.
Yes.
So that's the point, sir, that I'm comfortable that I think there was an excess there, and I think the excess was created by the fact that government's attempt to set up a rigid structure that the medical community was forcing them or encouraging them to set up, which is airtight. It's failed because of the realities of the human condition, and the human condition is such that it's a very, very difficult thing to do. You know, very difficult thing to do. You know what was the other thing too that I feel was real hard when they had the first lockdown, when they banned selling rum, right? That one was real difficult because the number of shops that had side doors and side windows and side this and side that, where people were buying bootleg alcohol, were created. And my sense is that I realized that the second time around, they didn't bother with the alcohol ban. Because the alcohol ban creates another set of problems that you could avoid. Because there are some people that need to have a beverage from time to time. Why would you go banning alcohol? That's another excess that was unnecessary. It wasn't a problem for me. I don't really drink like that. But, you know, a lot of my friends, like Curtis, was suffering. You know, was really suffering. Yes, sir.
Mr. Wickham, as I know you're not an attorney by profession, right? Mm-hmm. When magistrates go overboard to this extent, I mean, I will put it in the way as abuse their powers. Is there mm-hmm. a committee or something that can have a word with these magistrates, or this won't reoccur again? Is there a committee or the Bar Association or something to have a word with these magistrates that overdo it? Because I call it overdoing it. Is mm-hmm. there a format? Is there some place where... Cause you don't want this to occur again.
Mm-hmm. Just bear in mind that the judiciary is a bit different, and magistrates are, as I understand it, magistrates are actually appointed by the Attorney General. The fact that a magistrate will dispense justice in the full view of the public, he is appointed by the Attorney General, and I believe the Attorney General has a fairly good vision of what he is doing and not doing. So in the way that a judge is appointed, and when a judge is appointed, there's a process for removing a judge that's fairly complex. Magistrates are a lot easier because they're public servants. And if you want to remove a magistrate, you just transfer them. And, you know, there are magistrates who have been transferred, you know, they wake up one morning and they hear that they're not working in the registry, you know. So there are attorneys who are attached to government. They can be working in legislative drafting department. They can be working in national housing. So if the Attorney General is sufficiently convinced that there is a problem in terms of dispensing of justice, you have two routes. One is that you have the appeal court, which is there, and the appeal court has already slapped down the ruling of the magistrate in that instance. And then you have the administrative route, where the Attorney General can determine whether he wants to remove or transfer the magistrate. So the individual has the right of appeal, and the system also has the capacity to remove the person and put them in a place where their talents can be better utilized.
But who
if there's a feeling,
these persons, who will be these persons that will be going to the attorney, to the governor?
No, the AG would. No, Governor General. No, the Governor General. So if you have a problem with a judgment of a magistrate, you have the option to appeal to the High Court, right?
Yes.
And I'm saying that in the same way, the Attorney General, if he is seeing that a magistrate is problematic, he can just move that magistrate and transfer them, as has happened in the past, you know.
Yes.
So there have been magistrates that have been problematic. Some of them have ended up in administrative offices, you know, dealing with the drafting laws.
We got some now too, you know that.
And there's some, but we don't know where they will end up. One of them ended up in an office. And you know, I can't say, because I don't even know who I'm talking about. But there are ways and means of dealing with magistrates. And the reality is that they're easier to deal with than judges, because they don't enjoy security of tenure in the way that judges do. And some have argued that that's unfortunate.
I heard a caller say to you this earlier, when he said to you, he mentioned to you about some politics, and you said you're not in a, you don't really want to. He said to you, "Man, Peter, man, politics is your thing, man. Why you don't like discussing politics?" And you said you try to run away.
No. I said I ain't running away. I said I wish I could discuss it more.
The caller said three candidates from our party.
The Barbados Labour Party.
My party too. But when they do foolishness, I can holler hard too.
Mm-hmm.
He said three will lose. Three will not contest. I will say greater. I think six will not contest. I could see six. I could see six of them gone. Six.
Mm-hmm.
And I will continue to say our Prime Minister needs, this is the time now, she needs to have a watchful eye and replenish herself from mistakes. No mistakes. Because a man imperfectly made mistakes. She made one or two, but please don't make no more, because it could be detrimental to that big day. That big day. We're going to lose six. And I go as far as to say, the six that we're going to lose, they deserve to go. They deserve to go, right?
You gain the Dems a lot, though, because I can tell you, it's one thing to say that the BLP deserved to lose six seats, but it's another thing to say that the Dems going to win six seats, because it's two different conversations.
No. The BLP will lose six seats, Mr. Miller. Right. You like it, or I like it. Whether you like it or I like it, they are going to lose six seats. My last point to you, Mr. Wickham.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be careful here, because last time, I know you didn't cut me off, but I know there's a program that comes through on Saturday to entertain the people at home because of the lockdown. You know, we can't go, we ain't free to go. You ain't free to go and shake a leg now. And I would like that. Right. I would like the place to open up. Let me go and shake a leg. Anyhow.
Yeah. The shaking of the leg is a problem.
Wait. There is a program that comes through on Saturday nights to entertain you at home, all at home, everybody at home, which I find to be very nice, Mr. Wickham. But we got to censor this thing. I got to be careful how we talk. I don't want to be cut off. We have to censor the dance movements on that program. It is not. It is disgusting.
They're walking up too bad.
The pooch bar, according to your words, you know, the pooch bar. And don't laugh, Mr. Wickham. Don't laugh. The pooch bar. Look, I gotta be careful.
Too
much. Guys. See,
too much. Look, too much pooch in the pooch bar. So you ain't saying nothing that could cut. There ain't nothing that you say that could cut.
No, let me be serious, Mr. Wickham.
You're allowed to talk about pooching back on the program.
Mr. Wickham, the show that went here last Saturday leaves a lot to be deserved. Mm. The last two, the Scorpion and Lil Rick, and was okay, it was reasonable. But the movements, the gyrations, they need to censor some of it. They need to tell these ladies up there, listen, calm down. We got censor it, and we can go a good program up on the Saturday.
Let me ask you this question, sir. Yeah. Is the walking out is any different to what you see on the road for Kaduma Day when women is do 6:30 and all kind of thing?
You see, I would like to explain, talk to you, but I can't talk to you because I know we get cut off.
You're going to get cut off.
Listen, Mr. Wickham, I want you to tune in Saturday. I mean, they might behave themselves, no, because we talk about it, because I talk about it again. But I want you to tune in Saturday.
You talk about it last week, too?
All right, last week, yes. I talked about it, but then let me...
And it was still on?
I got cut off, then let me went fluently, whenever let me went right through. But anyhow, I want you to watch, you in France, right? Mm-hmm. I want you to go on your laptop and tune in. And you watch the program.
But, sir, I will watch it, but I guarantee you that when I watch it, I ain't gonna see nothing that I ain't don't see Kaduma Day.
But, Mr. Wickham,
but in a different, somebody could film you the same way.
Mr. Wickham.
Sir, Kaduma Day 2 years ago, right? I saw a woman walk down Lodge Hill. She walked a good part. The woman was in a 6:30 and she walked down the hill backwards.
But Mr. Wickham, everybody
that's seeing her is watching in amazement. And she's walking out all the time. She walking in a 6:30.
Saying
that when you see that kind of thing, it's clear to me that it's nothing new. So there's nothing that I'm going to see with somebody walking up in a house and pooching back, as you call it, that in similar to what I'm seeing. I don't know whether that is the way that we need to be behaving, right? But I also appreciate that's my own personal view, and it may very well be colored by the fact that I don't really see anybody in my house walking up and behaving so.
But if it were in front of television and a female bang back, pooch back,
you'd be surprised as well.
You seeing? I mean, Arla, I will talk to you when you face to face.
Sir, you can rest assured. You can rest assured that I got people that watching for that very reason. So that is it. To each his own. Sir, it's good chatting with you. Let's talk again in the not too distant future. I'm going to be here next Tuesday, so you can chat. We'll be dead. We're going to take a break. We come right back. Welcome back to Down to Brass Tacks. I have a couple of WhatsApp messages. This guy is asking me about the 6:30. He's asked me, what is a 6:30? He would need to contact John Stout on that. It's a lady, sorry. John Stout will explain the 6:30 at the end of this program. And then another person is saying to me that they are asking for clarity on school monitors, and they're wondering how the school monitors are being paid, if they're being paid. The caller does protest too much. stay-at-home parties are causing him to raise his blood pressure. He should be advised that there is a reason why the television has an on and off button. If it offends him, turn it off. Peter is useless complaining as far as the magistrates are concerned. They're all together. I wrote to have one investigated a few weeks ago. I can't read that. you get me in trouble. I can't read that. Right. So then another one is telling me, Peter, you're perpetrating lawlessness and making an excuse for lawless people. You're being responsible and you're behaving like a lombe. I gone. You should stick to politics. No, that's your view. I would like to think somewhat differently. Got another one here that I can't read because a lot of WhatsApp messages I can't read this morning. And then Michelle is asking me about Fanta. What do I know about Fanta? And then another friend of mine is saying that apparently Juicy is still made. And she enjoys a mix of Red Juicy and Guinness. But I can't say who it is because it is a well-known person. It's a good mix of sweet and bitter. I've never heard about Juicy and Guinness before. That is a very interesting one, I tell you. Very, very interesting one. Dr. Brastox, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, sir. Good morning. How are you doing? Good to hear you. Good to hear you.
How are you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good. All right. I'm pretty good. I want to talk about two important issues. One, St. Thomas. And the second one, the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. I know you may have people's ears to the radio now. And that's what the program is all about. Mm-hmm. Now, before I go in to my meat and my topic, I'm looking at the letter, they're still laughing. I received a letter Christmas, around close to Christmas last year. And he was accused of supporting the BLP, the DLP, the NDP, and as a second flight, I am being paid to curse people. Now,
not you,
Peter. I want you to help me. I want you to look into the Barbados Labour Party at present, and I can call two names. How much parties? My good friend, Trevor Prescott, joined, ran for.
Trevor?
Yeah, Trevor.
Well, Prescott. I know much about three. He ran for the Dems, the Bees, and I think the NDP.
Yeah. Good. These are the same parties that I accused of running it, you know, of supporting. Mm-hmm. You remember my other friend that was the Minister of Tourism the other day? Kerry Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
How much part did he run for?
It's only the B and the D. He never ran for the NDP.
He never ran for the NDP.
Mm-mm.
You know anything about the Minister of Communications where at present?
This is Ian Edgell, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think he ran for the Dems, just the N and the NDP.
But he was around the NDP. I don't know. Anyway,
right.
That is sufficient for that point. But why would like the person that write the letter to learn to spell? When you're writing these things, you learn to spell. I show a good few people this letter, and everybody come to the conclusion. People speak, write according to how to speak. Will you agree with that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Good. All right. Now, the other small part that I want you to do for me before I go into my real issue is the next time Sandy is on the radio, I would like her to tell the public what she specializes in as far as educated people is. So as let me know if she specializes in the 11 plus, primary school, secondary, so that I will understand that if you have a child with a deficiency, I want to get into a 11 plus or a school, what we would consider Harrison College also, that we could send it to her school feeling to do that, I won't. I would not discuss anything else with her. Now, let me get into St. Thomas. Now, Peter, St. Thomas, I am a resident of St. Thomas, but I am not speaking as a resident of St. Thomas. I am speaking as a taxi driver, because I think that the people in St. Thomas is very satisfied with the condition of the roads in St. Thomas. So I can't speak for them, but I will speak because driving, doing my trade when it is open, it encompasses a lot of difficulties in getting to the sites in St. Thomas. So I am inviting the Minister of Tourism and my friend Ian Edger, the Minister of Communications and Work, to come into St. Thomas. There is no good road coming into St. Thomas. You know St. Thomas very well?
I go to St. Thomas all the time, and I agree with you. Certainly the road to the Animal Flower, to the Harrison's Cave, leaves a lot to be desired.
Good. Now, you know, when you come out and speak, you are being accused and cursed. Let me tell you
Let me ask you this question. You ever drive across the Whitehall by me?